This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I guess there's a lot of... Did you guys hear about this? Apparently Donald Trump is having a Hanukkah party, but he's not inviting Jewish Democrats. He's inviting a lot of Jewish people that want to come, but just not Democrats. I guess that... I haven't seen the tweet. Have you guys seen the tweet? Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, apparently she's still, you know, being asked for her opinion, told McClatchy News that Hanukkah is something that's important to all Jews, and the tradition is to invite the Jewish members of Congress. She goes, my feelings certainly aren't hurt by not being invited, but the few opportunities that we do have to come together certainly should include a celebration like Hanukkah. Have you guys ever been to a Hanukkah party? Oh, man. All right. Hanukkah parties. Some of you guys are going to be actually invited to one because Hanukkah's coming up in the next few days. Yeah, and then it lasts for 8 days. Let me give you guys some scoop on how to deal with a Hanukkah party. Okay, first of all, when you go to somebody, okay, first of all, if you are accepted to a Hanukkah party, okay, a big mistake a lot of non-Jews make, which is totally okay, totally fine. Is when somebody goes, would you like to come to my Hanukkah party? You laugh. Okay? You know, because you're like, are you kidding me? I mean, you guys are trying to do Christmas and you can't. Okay? You know, the way we do Christmas is like so awesome. And so you guys are going to try to pull together a couple streamers and make it seem like a really. And so a lot of times you guys accidentally laugh. I do. Every time I have been invited to a Hanukkah party, I laugh. You know, then I'm like, wait a second, no, you're serious. You're actually going to have a party for Hanukkah. Okay. Yeah, I'll go. I always do, look, I just guilty. Okay? Because again, I like going to Christmas parties. Look, I've been Jewish for many years. Trust me, the Christmas party is more fun. Let me just say that, okay? Much more fun. So anyway, so one, when you get asked to go to a Hanukkah party, please don't laugh. Number two, after they ask you, and, you know, would you like to come to a Hanukkah party? Do not repeat Hanukkah back and throw a ch into it, okay? You guys do this. I am not lying. So I'm like, hey, Bob, would you like to come to my Hanukkah party? And then Bob goes, yes, I would love to go to your Hanukkah party. Don't do that. Don't do that. Come on, I swear. If you want to tick off a Jew, that's how you do it. Don't be doing that, okay? Plus, you spit all over me and my microphone. It's not Hanukkah. Lord have mercy. It's Hanukkah. All right, now. You guys are not going to know what to bring to your friend's Hanukkah party, okay? So, many of you will go back to what you do at Christmas time. You'll bring over a ham to someone's house, maybe some pork jerky, none of that. Don't go and get lobster. Don't be doing that. Jews can't eat lobster. They can't eat pork. They can't, I mean, many do when they're not supposed to, when the rabbi's not looking. By the way, have you ever tried to do anything when the rabbi isn't looking at you? I get caught all the time. So I'm in temple. I always try to sit back so the rabbi doesn't see what I'm doing. I check my phone sometimes. I'm so bad. I, you know, but that's okay. I will, you know, I'll ask God for forgiveness and we should be okay. But it's very hard to get forgiveness from my rabbi. And sometimes my rabbi will lead from behind. And he will come to the back where we're praying, sometimes in High Holy Days. And I'm sitting there and I'm checking my phone and I'm doing wet willies on my friend who's sitting in front of me. And I'm smacking the kid. And, you know, I'm holding hubby's hand and, you know, getting all lovey-dovey. And, you know, I hear the rabbi, and the rabbi's louder than he normally is. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, wow, that's a good microphone. So I decided to look up. You know, whenever you're in temple, you want to kind of look up every 5-10 minutes just to make sure you know where the rabbi is. Okay? So you could kind of make some eye contact and let him know that you're there. Right? So you can tell God you showed up. And he's not there. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I hear his voice. He sounds very, very close, but he's not up there near the Torah. What the hell is going on? So I start to stand, you know, because I try to look around for the rabbi. And there he is, right behind me with the microphone, leading prayer. Hi, Rabbi. All right, so anyway, what I would suggest you do is if you do go to a Hanukkah party, you know, bring a dessert. You can bring some desserts. Don't bring a dreidel. Jews like their own dreidels. We play with our own dreidels, okay? We don't need help playing with dreidel, playing dreidel. We don't need that. I know sometimes you, because here's the thing. When a non-Jew brings a dreidel, it doesn't look like a Jewish dreidel. It looks like some sort of a top that has, you know, block letters on it. And, I mean, we really can't play with it. There's a real, honestly, we do like to secretly play dreidel. We really, really do. It's like a little gambling game. You spin it, and then, you know, you either put stuff in the pot or you take stuff out. We like to gamble and we like to drink. People don't think that about Jews, but we do. That's why you play dreidel. And so when you guys bring us a dreidel that we can't use, all it does is it has to go on a shelf, and we don't want to put it on the shelf because we don't want people coming over and seeing that we're Jewish. So I have to hide the dreidel that you bring over. So what we need to do is there's some people that don't like Jews out there, and so if I invite people over, you know, I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's get all the circumcision tools out of here. Let's get all the anti-pork signage out of here and, you know, try to make it look more, you know, neutral. So anyway, so no, don't bring a dreidel. And, eat. Okay, at Hanukkah parties, there's always food. So eat. All right. Whew. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's been some talk over the last few days about this liquid diet that people can go on and basically, quote-unquote, cure their diabetes. Now, I would say hold the phone when it comes to this one. But it's very, very interesting what they talk about, all right, in terms of a drastic weight loss, putting your diabetes in remission. That is very true. So let me tell you what happened with the study and why it is so damn cool. Okay, so this rigorous diet that these were researchers from Scotland, and they conducted an experiment, and they published it in the journal Lancet. And they wanted to know what happened if we put you on a low-calorie diet. So they looked at 149 individuals who was living with type 2 diabetes for up to 6 years. The subjects underwent a liquid diet, which included four 200-calorie meals for 3 to 5 months. So that's 800 calories a day, okay? Scientists then reintroduced them to solid foods for the rest of the year-long study. So they only had to do it for about 3 to 5 months, and then they got to basically eat, you know, almost like we real people get to eat. I'm not real people, but like a real meal, okay? And everybody in my family has diabetes. They're real, trust me. So the participants were not asked to adjust their exercise routine because, again, we had to keep something still stable and constant, okay? We had to have a control. And all anti-diabetic and blood pressure-lowering drugs were stopped. So they took people off their medication so nobody could say, oh, what was the medication that did it? So now, after analyzing the results, they found that about half of the participants were able to get their diabetes into remission, and they lost an average of 20 pounds. So their findings suggest that even if you have had type 2 diabetes for 6 years, you can potentially put the disease into remission. They say, in contrast to other approaches, we focus on the need for long-term maintenance of weight loss through diet and exercise and encourage flexibility to optimize individual results. I don't understand what he said there either, but I had to read it. So now they noted 32 people dropped out of the program, 32 of the 149. So, so my guess is that liquid diet didn't taste too good. But they believe their findings are promising. All right, so what does this mean for you or I? Well, what this may do, okay, I don't know if the study authors have extrapolated this, but this is what I foresee. Okay, you and I don't like taking medication. We don't like having a disease. But the one thing that some humans really like to do is, okay, let me do a temporary treatment and then move on with my life. Okay? That's why antibiotics are so popular. All right? People love that stuff. But give me an antibiotic for 5 days. Give me an antibiotic for 7 to 10 days. I'll do that. Although some people still, after a few days, stop it. What are you going to do? But anyway, give that to me. I'll be cured. And then I can go about my life. If we can put together a potential treatment for diabetes such as, okay, this is going to be your treatment. You are going to do this for 3 months, and then you're good for the year. Then next year you'll do it for 3 months, and then you're good for the year. A lot of diabetics would really dig that. I would. I would pick my first 3 months, January to April. Yeah, because Valentine's Day, please. All right, so I would do my 800 calorie thing for the 3 months. That's if I do become diabetic, and I'm expecting to because of my family history. And then I could do whatever the hell I want on summer vacation, during the fall, Christmas. I don't want to say whatever I want. Still, as a diabetic, you got to be careful. But is it the healthiest thing for the body? Is it no? The healthiest thing for the body is just kind of eat right and get your calories down and not, abuse your body. You know, we've talked about diabetes. Okay, you know, your body likes easy, smooth transitions, okay? Like this morning, I was hungry. I ate a big breakfast this morning, all right? Not smart. I mean, I didn't eat a big, big for me is probably normal for you guys, since my tummy thing. But for me, I had a breakfast sandwich, and I had a hash browns. I don't usually eat that much for breakfast. I'll eat a breakfast sandwich or I'll eat, or whatever. And so right now my insulin, the breakfast sandwich is in the tummy and the acid is all kind of whatever, okay? And I didn't poop today. I don't know why I couldn't poop, so that's going to be a problem later, but we'll talk about that another day. All right, and then what happens is as the food is getting, as the acid is starting to digest the food, right, it's the nutrition and the food is going to slowly start coming into the intestine. The pancreas is going to get a signal. And the pancreas, which is an organ surrounding the intestine, is going to be told, wait a second, I need to give insulin because there was some sugar in that. Well, there was no sugar. She didn't have sugar on her sandwich. Bread turns to sugar and the potato hash brown turns to sugar. They have the McDonald's meal. Leave me alone. I had a McDonald's meal, please. All right. So then the pancreas is like, whoa, what did you eat? And the stomach's like, she had a McDonald's meal. The pancreas is like, you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Meanwhile, the bowel's like, look, man, tell her to eat some fiber because we still have the poop here from 7 days ago. They're like, all right, you know what? This girl is whack. I am done. So the liver is like, can we take our union break now? So anyway, all those conversations are going on. Meanwhile, I'm here on air going, I hope you guys are doing what you're supposed to do, right? Because I don't want to get diabetes. So the body's like, oh my gosh, you know what? Let's just do what we got to do. And, you know, I just somebody smack her upside the head. So then the pancreas shoots out insulin. Right? And the intestine, right? That it goes, you know what? Better make a lot because her next meal may not be for another 4 or 5 hours. And this is kind of a big meal for her. So like, all right, I will put a bunch of insulin out there. Which is why sometimes you get a little dizzy and hypoglycemic after you eat a bunch of chocolate. Because there's extra insulin to make sure that they get the sugar out of the bloodstream into the cell. Sometimes it's not 100% perfect. So the body's trying to gauge this. Right? And then the rest of the food, after it gets out all the nutrition, right? The calcium from the cheese on my sandwich, the protein from any meat. There was some Canadian bacon, and I'm not supposed to eat Canadian bacon. Please don't tell my rabbi, please. I know I'm not supposed to eat pork, but oh my God, the Canadian bacon was so yummy. I was just hungry today. Don't ask, I was hungry. The bread, all right, if there was any potassium in the potato. So now the small intestine is absorbing all that, and then it starts to churn and churn, and then it gets to the colon, and then with the colon has to absorb any water. So if there was any water in my bread, and there is, there's water. If there was any water in the cheese, any water in the meat, any water in the potato, it will absorb all that. Then it'll churn it and churn it. You put a whole bunch of colors together, it turns brown. The bacteria try to eat a little bit of it, whatever. And then it turns into poop. And my guess is on New Year's Eve, it'll finally come out. So when it comes to diabetes, you want to know that that pancreas is shooting out the right amount. I said shooting. We're back up talking about the pancreas. We're not on the colon. We want to shoot out enough insulin to absorb, you know, the sugar. If the sugar doesn't get absorbed, okay, now remember, your small intestine absorbing the nutrients are still going to do whatever the heck it wants to do. The small intestine, it doesn't care if you have insulin or not. The small intestine has its job to do. By the way, your organs don't get along. They don't like each other. Small intestine couldn't give a heart and doot what the pancreas needs. Now, small intestine does its job. It tells the pancreas, you know, we got, you know, something around the bend. All right, but it couldn't give one flying, you know, fig if the pancreas has enough insulin or not. So the small intestine, which is why in diabetes, the small intestine is still going to absorb the sugar. Absorb the sugar and put it out into the bloodstream. Your pancreas has to make sure that it shoots out the insulin so that in your blood, we can get that sugar out of the blood and into the cells. And the cells throughout the body, because cells need sugar, need food. So if your pancreas doesn't make enough insulin, whether you're type 1 or type 2, that sugar is going to stay in the bloodstream. It's not going to get to the cells. And sugar in the bloodstream is a bad thing. Sugar in the bloodstream can cause arteriosclerosis. It could cause blindness. It could cause renal failure. Cause a whole variety of issues. It's very sticky. We don't want it in the blood. We want it within the cells. We want to feed the cells. That's why diabetics start getting they start losing weight. A type 2 diabetic may have plenty of insulin. Their pancreas may be working fine, but they may have insulin resistance, where something is like pushing against the door, preventing that sugar from entering the cell. And with insulin resistance, weight is a big issue. Also the types of food you eat and genetics as well. So our job is to make sure less sugar comes down the pike. We get you exercising, increase your insulin sensitivity. And so, but less calories will definitely help. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GZN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Plus, on Facebook, many of you guys send medical questions, which is very, very cool. We're going to try to get to a lot of them today because I feel bad that many of you are going on vacation. One of you had written, it's very long-winded, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but wants to know what is up with women and holidays. Apparently, his wife is making a big deal about Christmas, and he doesn't like, you know, the holidays. For him, it's a very depressing time because his mother died when he was a kid around Christmas time. And his wife is adamant about the holidays, and any time he tries to make a suggestion to, you know, minimize it at all or not make that much of a big deal, she has a cow. And whenever anybody asks me generalities about women, I feel it's my duty to jump in and step in and give you guys the scoop, okay? Not that I represent all women, okay? I think a lot of women out there, you know, wish I didn't identify myself as a woman. Because I tell you guys a lot of our secrets, and they're like, oh, no, 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 she, no, 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 that's not what we do. We don't think like that. We don't try to, you know, no, no, that's not us. But I say it like it is. But I am not allowed to say that I represent all women, okay? I can't do that, okay? I could just say that that's how I think and how I believe a lot of other women believe. That's just, you know, I could do that. So, okay, when it comes to women and the holidays and your wife making a big deal about the holidays, okay, you guys have to go back again to the primitive. Let's get back to the primitive, okay? Women nest. Even if the babies are grown up, women need a nest. We need to put our big feathery tushies in a nice solid foundation, and we need to be able to sit, okay? And, oh, my chair just fell. That's funny. Hey, my studio chair just fell. Looks like I need to lose a little weight before I just, you know, pile my tushy into something. My nest would fall out of the tree. In fact, I think the tree branch would fall if my tushy got in it. Anyway. All right. So, women especially, all right, they want a couple things, depending on the age. And it sounds like your wife is older. One is they want to make sure they have a nest and that the nest is a proper nest. Right? It has everything. It has the food. It has the warmth. If religion is very important and if tradition is very important, it has that all up interweaved into the, you know, little branches of the nest. So that's one thing. Number two is many women or moms. Notice how I said many, not all. But many women or mommies want to make sure the nest is going to be one of the most inviting things possible for the little babies to want to come back when they're all grown up. So one of you had written about a year ago, and your wife was doing some decorating, and it made absolutely no sense, and you couldn't stand it. And I had to tell you, whoa, 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 whoa. She's not decorating for you, and she's not decorating for herself. She's decorating for her adult kids. Now, you need to take advantage of this. And I'll tell you how to take advantage of it. Men can always win. Or partners, there's always a way to win. You just got to know how to go with the momentum. So like, for example, all right, if my kids, let's say, moved out of the house, there's probably a very, very small, slight chance I'm going to miss them. I don't see how at this point because they drive me crazy. You know, they both went to school today, and I was like, you know, I don't let the door hit you on your way out. But anyway, they were fighting and, you know, getting on my nerves, etc. I love my kids. I love my boys. But leave. Okay, so there's a chance that when they do leave, I'm going to miss them. I'm going to get sick of my husband. He's going to be sick of me. We aren't going to want to look at each other. No one's going to be picking up the dog poop. No one's going to be helping me bring up the groceries. And I'm going to want my sons around. It just happens, whether it's for selfish reasons or not. And I'm going to want to feel loved. I'm going to want to know that they still love their mama. So then I better have that house, right? And I better make sure that whatever is in it will entice them to come back. Now, what a lot of mommies do is they have the kid's favorite dish that the kid can't get anywhere else. Because remember, my boys are going to go off and get married one day. Ooh-wee. And then I am going to have to deal with this little bit. No. All right. There's going to be some girl or guy taking away my kids. Okay. Somebody's going to take away my kids, marry them, and I'm going to be, my babies. And their new wife, I'm going to have to get along with. But I'm competitive. And there is no way, my boys' new wives, there's no way they are going to love my kids like a mama does. You know, because, you know, women can divorce, men can divorce, whatever, you know. So I need to make sure that they know that if anything goes wrong with little Miss Witch over here, they could come back to mama. So do I know how to cook? Do I have a really good, wholesome, comfort food meal? I don't. I'm not a good cook. I make frosted flake chicken, but the boys don't like that. Right? Do I have a nice, comfy bed for them to sleep in if they have to come back home? Do they have? Yes. So I'm probably going to keep their room. I'm going to probably make sure they have a nice, comfy bed, maybe in their room, which is why a lot of moms keep the kids' rooms exactly the way it is. Because they, you know, she knows her boys or girls, they like their space. They like their biome. There's like a microbiome within the, you know, don't overwash the sheets. Wash the sheets, but don't be bleaching the suckers because the kids pick up that feel. It's their it's their scent, their smell. You know, it's interesting. Moms are, they pick up on this. If the pillow smells like their baby, they're not going to wash that pillow. They're going to keep that pillow right there. One, so they can smell it. And two, so when the kids come, they know, ah, that's my pillow. All right, I know hotel sheets are very cool because they're crisp and cool, a little cold to the touch and all that. Some people really, really like that. Yeah, that's awesome for a new hotel because you want that clean, crisp. Not if it's, you know, your bed. You want to just jump into your bed and it be all warm and cuddly and that kind of thing. All right, so we do that. Now, okay, what do you do as dad or as hubby or as partner? What do you do? Well, what you do is you make suggestions about the kids. Okay, remember, she's not going to be worried about you. Okay, it's all going to be about the kids. The kid left, etc. So what you may want to say is, look, okay, let's say you really want a new big screen TV. Let's say you want an entertainment center. And there is no way she's going to do it because she's making little gingerbread houses. And she, oh, which is, again, going back to the holiday thing. If Christmas, if the memories of Christmas, she thinks is going to bring back the girls or the boys to the house, she's going to want to do that. So go with it. Okay? But then while you're helping her and say, oh, man, this what good memories. You were such a good mom. And they're, of course, they're going to want to come back and spend the holidays with you because you made this holiday so wonderful and blah, blah, blah. Okay? So while you're kissing her up, say, look, I've been thinking, all right? And don't let her know you're on to her, okay? Go, look, I've been thinking. I want the boys to come back home, you know, and visit more often. Or I want the girls to come back home. And I guess the kids these days are really into the new Battlefront game or the new this. And maybe they'll stay a day or two longer if we have their favorite games here and technology. Because everything's about technology. Oh, honey, you know, that's a good idea. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, they may not be that quick. To, you know, why take a hotel if we have this whole Xbox entertainment system, kind of a man cave? You know, then the boys could sit, they could be with their old buddies, because they're going to want to come back and see their buddies and go in the man cave. She's like, a man cave is an awesome idea. I agree. Let's make a man, is that what you call it, a cave for men? Yeah, I think that's what they call it. Okay, that's a great idea. I didn't realize you love our kids that much. I do, for the kids. And boom, you got your man cave. So guys, you gotta be really smart about this. You gotta play it right. And if you ever have an issue, let me know and I'll help you. But when it comes to tradition, when it comes to, you know, bringing the babies home, the holidays are a really big manipulative tool that we moms use. So let us have our big Christmases or our big Hanukkahs or our Kwanzas and our big New Year's celebration. Let us do whatever we need to do to make sure our babies come home and love their mama. Right? And dad, too. Dad is this also. But their mama especially. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. You could be giving yourself Alzheimer's with canola oil. We'll tell you what the latest is. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so now the fires that we are seeing in California, Southern California, are heading down towards San Diego County. This is some crazy stuff. Wildfires continue to ravage Southern California. We are on day 5 now. Growing blazes, new fires sending rivers of flames through communities, injuring several people. They say the largest of the fires has spread across more than 200 square miles by Friday. slowly crept toward UCSB, College Town of Santa Barbara. While in the blaze, San Diego County has grown very quickly, dangerously forcing new rounds of evacuations. So, firefighters have confronted a half a dozen blazes across the region now. Fires that are just threatening communities and homes and streets and highways. Many have had to flee. The San Diego County blaze is dubbed the Lilac Fire. That started Thursday morning, grew to more than 4,000 acres by that night. And again, what it is it's, you know, this is a wind thing. There are such bad winds going on right now, and that fuels fires worse than a drought issue. So this lilac blaze is already, or lilac blaze, I'm not sure how they pronounce that, has already destroyed 20 buildings. Three people have suffered burns. Another person was injured by smoke inhalation. A couple of the firefighters have been injured. And they say a new wave of evacuations have been ordered. More are expected to follow. Now, President Trump did declare an emergency, state of emergency in California, ordered federal aid to the state in response to a request from Governor Jerry Brown. He has declared states of emergencies in four counties amid the fires. Hundreds of schools have been shut down across the region. Many people are now in shelters. It is, this is just horrifying. Forecasts say the most severe winds that have whipped up and moved the blazes are supposed to hopefully ease up later today and tomorrow. Rain not expected for another, I guess, maybe 7 to 10 days. The National Weather Service cautioned that the risk of fires will stay elevated throughout the weekend because still it's very, very dry and very, very breezy. Veteran firefighters, I mean, these firefighters, God bless them for what they're doing, working round the clock. You know, as if you guys look at some of the satellite pictures, I mean, you see just whole territories, you know, under this assault of a flame. It's crazy. The Creek Fire is the largest blaze threatening the area near, is this in L.A.? I believe L.A. County. I have to double-check my geography. That's grown to more than 15,000 acres, destroyed more than 60 structures. By Friday morning, the Creek Fire was 40% contained, still threatened 2,500 buildings. North, there's a Rye Fire that's now 35% contained, threatening more than 5,000 structures. However, the biggest active blaze is the Ventura County one, the Thomas Fire. That's continuing to grow. 200 square miles, destroying more than 48 buildings, 85 structures thus far damaged. So we're sending prayers, send donations to Red Cross, Salvation Army, Goodwill, any of the charities that you like to work with, please, now's the time to do it. Plus, donate blood. Okay? Many of these people now in the evacuation zones, the last thing they can think about right now is donating blood, which means there's going to be low blood supply. You know, you hear these stories of people and how they're trying to flee. Very, very scary time. And, you know, we hope this ends soon. In terms of, though, you know, drought, South Texas is actually waking up to snow for the first time since 1987. Residents in part of South and Southeast Texas awoke to snow. The snow in Corpus Christi began after nightfall, leaving a light blanket of snow. About 2:30 a.m., Central Time, snowfall covered the streets, rooftops, and Christmas displays. It looked like Christmas. The National Weather Service reports snow from San Antonio into East Texas. National Weather Service meteorologist Brett Williams said up to 2.5 inches of snow have been measured as of 9 p.m. And it's, wow. I guess the most recent major snowfall was 13.2 inches back in January 1985. Some schools closed, right? You know, for snow day. Houston, loving this. So, hopefully, no issues with the snow and issues with shoveling the snow and all the other unfortunate medical stuff that can happen. Snow's beautiful. I hope it, I hope it can continue. I hope LA could get some snow and these fires could stop. All right. Canola oil has been found to worsen memory. Now, this is an interesting study. There's a study looking at mouse models of Alzheimer's disease. And researchers found that a diet rich in canola oil exacerbated memory problems over 6 months. Plus, let's weigh gain, which is one of our driving factors. We don't so much worry about our memory as much as we should. I mean, we should, but we aren't as obsessed about our memory as we are about our weight, so, and my waist, that too. So senior study investigator Dr. Domenico Patrico of the Lewis Katz School of Medicine at Temple University and colleagues recently reported their results, and they said canola oil is a type of vegetable oil that comes from rapeseed or Brassica napus. It's a yellow flowering plant that belongs to the cabbage family. It's actually very beautiful. They say the very first commercially usable form of canola was developed in the 70s. And canola is low in your erucic acid. It's an omega-9 fatty acid that has been linked to cardiovascular problems and cancer. And canola oil is also low in saturated fats and high in polyunsaturated fats. That can lower cholesterol and protect the heart. So many people think, all right, canola oil may be better. And many people think, okay, fine, if it has more saturated fat and not polyunsaturated fat, because we don't want polyunsaturated fat, if it also has low omega-9s, then maybe this is the, quote, healthiest edible vegetable oil, right? And it can actually improve health. So canola oil has been one of the most commonly consumed oils in the U.S. They say it's appealing because it's less expensive than other vegetable oils, because olive oil, even though olive oil, you and I know, is healthier, even if other people know it's healthier, they're not going to buy it because olive oil is more expensive. So canola oil has been advertised as being healthy, but they say very few studies have actually examined that claim. So they decided to look at canola oil in Alzheimer's. So for their study, Dr. Patrico and his colleagues sought to find out how it affects the brain. So they used six-month-old mouse models, and they looked at how the vegetable oil influences the pathology of Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. You've got learning issues, memory issues, mood issues, end up forgetting to feed yourself, dress yourself. And we still don't know all the scoop with Alzheimer's, but we know that there's some clumps of amyloid beta protein or plaques that play a role in the disease and build up in the brain. So what they did is they took Alzheimer mouse model groups, and they wanted to see if canola oil will influence the formation of these amyloid beta plaques. One group was fed a canola-rich diet, which incorporated the human equivalent of like 2 teaspoons to canola oil a day, and the other got a normal diet, and then they watched these for 6 months. At the age, because they started 6 months old, and then they watched them for 6 months. When they were a year old, both groups of mice were given a maze test to assess their learning and memory skills. And compared with mice who fed the normal diet, the mice fed the diet rich in canola oil had more weight gain and worse working memory. They say the rodents who were fed the canola oil showed reductions in a form of amyloid beta called 140, which was associated with the increase of plaques. Now, they say the reduction of that leads to a greater reduction of amyloid 142. If 140 neutralizes the actions of 142, you could get more neurological damage. So you see what they're saying? They're not saying the canola oil decreased the amyloid buildup. It decreased one of the amyloids that keeps the buildup amyloid in check. Hence, could lead to more Alzheimer's. Now, this was a mouse study. This was a pretty significant mouse study. Not enough for us to panic over, but we might really want to rethink cooking in oil. It's a tough one. We want a home cook. We don't want to go out to eat because we don't want to get preservatives and we don't want to get all this extra crap that we're eating. But we also want to be careful of what we're putting in our bodies. So right now, it's still all about the olive oil, even though it's expensive as heck. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.